fiance, we had a job to do.
Or you'd say you and we'll have to do
it. You and I, we'll have to do it.
Okay. If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for to do.
That job is for us to do.
Okay. Or the job is for what? Both of us? Or?
It's for both of us. Okay. Job for both of us.
If some friends of yours and you were coming over to see me, you say, are coming over, some friends of
You mean friends of mine?
Are some friends, yeah, are coming over to see me, you'd say,
They're coming to see me. They're coming over to see me.
Or he and are coming over.
He and they are coming over.
Okay. Let's see. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? You know, they know your voice. And so you say,
it's me here.
Okay. If we are sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only
him.
Okay. If it's a woman, you say,
it's only her.
Okay. If it's two people, you'd say,
it's them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as
tall as he.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
he can do it better than that.
If a man has been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is he could go.
That's as far as he could go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
If it belongs to both of us, you say
it belongs to us.
Okay. If it belongs to them,
it belongs to them. It's not mine.
Okay. Or
it's theirs.
Okay. If it belongs to him, it's
his.
And if it belongs to her, it's
her.
Okay. People who have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you say to them, come back again.
Yeah, y'all come back.
Okay. If their car is out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run.
Going to run into it.
Okay. Or someone's going to run into the car.
Going to run into your car. Right?
Okay. Asking about people at a party, you'd say, had been there.
They had been to the party.
Or you didn't know, you'd say, you know.
I didn't know that they had been to the party.
Or you were just talking with a friend who'd been to a party that you hadn't been to, and you didn't know who'd been there, and you wanted to know, you might say, had been there.
Who all had been there.
Okay. A group of children that obviously belongs to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Hmm. Children are they?
Yeah, whose children are y'all, or something like that.
Okay. When you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say, did he say?
Yeah, what did he say?
If no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out
for themselves.
Okay. If no one else will do it for him, you say he had better do it.
Do it himself.
Okay. What is made of flour and bacon loaves?
Now what's that?
It's made with flour and it's baked in loaves.
Oh, that's light bread.
Okay. Now how about when it's made with yeast?
That's light bread.
Okay, what if it isn't made with yeast?
Well, if it's not made with yeast, well, then that would be made into biscuits.
Okay. And what are some other kinds of bread that are made?
Well, now there's a hoe cake.
And what's that?
And pancakes.
Okay.
And then, mostly.
Now, are hoe cakes and pancakes made with flour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they're made with flour.
Okay. We want to call for people to go, I mean, to really finish high school. That was
just to grammar school.
Yeah. And grammar school went to what?
on the high school.
But how many grades did they have?
Well, let's see, I think that they had 10, two of the 10th grade in the grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, after you complete the 6th grade, then you go to junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And then from junior high, then you go into a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't understand all these here junior highs and high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I went to school, we had 1st grade, 2nd grade, 3rd grade, 4th and 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you got up through the 6th grade and started into the 7th, 8th and 9th grade, well then you went into the principal's room.
Oh, I see.
See, he had the 7th, 8th and 9th grade.
Uh-huh.
Well, the grammar school.